Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to provide some updates to the information that came out last night, talk about what happened while most people were asleep, and just kind of run through everything. And we will, of course, talk about the news that everybody thinks is surprising, which shouldn't surprise a whole lot of y'all. Okay, so if you don't know what happened, last night the anticipated response from Iran towards Israel over the hit on their diplomatic facility occurred. Okay. Whole bunch of drones. The surprising news that a whole bunch of people sent messages about is that Biden has reportedly said the United States will not be involved in any offensive action against Iran, will not participate in a counterattack. It appears that the U.S. is going to go a diplomatic route via the G7. This was surprising, but it shouldn't have been. This is the exact position that the administration signaled like a week ago. We talked about it in one of those, you know, boring signaling videos. Iran basically told the U.S., stay out of the way so you don't get hit. That was their signal. And the U.S. in response said, don't use this as a pretext to hit us. And I made a joke, like there might be some signaling there too. Put it into an interpersonal interaction. You are playing pool with somebody. And this other guy walks up, and he's like, I'm going to hit the guy you're playing pool with. And you're like, don't hit me. What are you saying? The surprising move that he made was signaled about a week ago. It is also being reported that Biden told Netanyahu to, quote, take the win. Last night we talked about how if the air defense was very successful and everybody was on the ball and they were able to basically get the percentage of incoming down to maybe single digits as far as what actually penetrated, that you might be able to hope for a low-key response. They got it way, way down. They were really on the ball. They were very successful when it comes to air defense. So Biden has basically told Netanyahu, just walk out there and be like, did you see our air defense? Don't try that again. And play that card. Now, I'm sure the people right now are going, yeah, Netanyahu is not exactly known for being low-key. And I would agree. The good news is that according to reporting, the decision isn't going to be made by him. Was handed off to two other people. The fact that it's two people is really good news because it means nobody can grandstand on it. Nobody gets to grandstand on what they're going to do in response. It's a committee decision. You would not be out of pocket for hoping for a low-key response. You wouldn't be out of pocket for hoping that there's no response. It's less likely. But it's not like it's out of the realm of possibility because they really could just take the win on this one, which would be the smart move to avoid the risk of regional conflict. Now, as far as Iran, what is Iran doing? They have said that they consider the matter concluded and they are taking the win. They are playing up some damage that occurred at an Israeli airbase, and that's their victory. Now, I know a whole bunch of questions came in about why Iran was expected to use their proxies, and it seems like they're being held to a different standard. There's another video already recorded on this that will come out later today, hopefully, as long as there's no breaking news. It actually isn't a double standard. There's just something missing from the way it's being viewed. And then, other than that, we're waiting to see whether or not Israel is going to launch a counterattack. If they don't, or if it's low-key, if it's just directed against proxies, it does appear that we have avoided a regional conflict yet again. You can hope that there's no escalation. It's not an unfounded hope. There's still a risk, but it's not as much as it was when everything was still in the air. The temperature has turned down a little bit. So that's the update. I'm sure more information will become available as the day moves on. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.